Good morning, my dear fourth division students. How are you today? I hope you're fine. I have a question for you today. Do you consider yourself a curious person? Well, I hope you do, because on today's podcast, we're going to focus on curiosities. But I included a fake curiosity, and you will have to guess which one it is. In this podcast, we are going to work on developing your listening, speaking, and writing skills, decision-taking, and collaborative abilities. Explanation of your final task. First, you are going to listen to 10 curiosities, from which, remember, one is fake, and then you have to complete your final task. Your final task contains two parts. Part number one, it involves collaborative work, and you have to discuss with your group which, in your opinion, is the fake curiosity. Part number two consists on individual work. You have to choose your favorite curiosity and explain to me why you chose it. And how are you going to do part number two? Very easy, because you have to choose one of these two options. Option number one, you can send me back a short audio recording yourself speaking. Option number two, you can write a post on our school blog explaining it. Evaluation. I will evaluate your task with a rubric, and finally, I will send you your final score. Time to do your task. You will have 2 days to complete this task. Pay attention and write notes if necessary. Ready? Let's start. Curiosities. Curiosity number one. Jellyfish and lobsters are considered biologically immortal. They don't age and will never die unless they are killed. Curiosity number two. Most robberies occur on Tuesdays. Curiosity number three. You see your nose at all times. Your brain just chooses to ignore it. Curiosity number four. Pigs can't look up at the sky. Curiosity number five. No words in the English language rhyme with orange, silver, or purple. Curiosity number six. Adidas was founded by a former member of the Nazi Party, Adolf Dassler. Adi was a nickname, and Das was the first three letters of his last name. Curiosity number seven. Cats sleep for 50% of their lives. Curiosity number eight. Penguins are able to jump 2 meters high. Curiosity number 9. Charlie Chaplin once came third in a Chaplin look-alike contest. Curiosity number 10. Albert Einstein could never ever remember his telephone number. Well, these were the 10 curiosities. Now it is time for you to work on your final task. Remember, this final task contains 2 parts. Part number 1, you have to discuss with your group which is the fake curiosity. Part number 2, you have to choose your favorite curiosity and explain to me why you chose it. You can do it by recording yourself on audio, or you can write it down on our school blog. Also remember, you have 2 days to complete this task. I hope you liked it, and thanks for listening. Bye-bye.